Welcome to Fit to Be Real
and a Little Extra.
Happy Thanksgiving week!
I am so excited. This is the beginning of my happy time.
You love Thanksgiving.
I do.
You are, this is our tradition. This is what we do. Don't mess with it. Well, that's like how you are with everything.
Yeah.
You're so fun. But you're already decorated for Christmas.
Oh, heck yeah.
So like you love this holiday, but you're overshadowing it at the same time.
Well, I've never decorated before Thanksgiving ever. Ever. I always do it the day after Thanksgiving.
Except for last year.
Well, I...
Because we had dessert at your house without you.
Mm-hmm.
And it, there were gingerbread standing little men everywhere. And
They're back up.
Okay, good.
I do it when I feel like the year that I've had needs more joy.
And I think you were going away, so.
Right. And I wanted to come back to a Christmas house because I went to my in-laws for Thanksgiving last year. I never get my tree until the Sunday after Thanksgiving. I also feel like Thanksgiving is very late this year. So we're getting one less week to celebrate Christmas. So I feel like I deserve one extra week. So I decorated early.
Oh, that's a good reminder.
And I don't care who knows it.
I see. I don't think it's a big deal. If you want to do what you want to do, great. People that put their nose up to it, I'm talking right to you. Get over yourself. But I do know that you love Thanksgiving. So
I do. Because of the tradition, like it's like the snowball to the rest
the
of
holiday
the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The elves come. And I am not a what you call a trad wife by any means.
A what? A what?
A trad wife.
What's a trad wife?
Are you not up on the TikTok?
Did you just ask me that question?
A trad wife is a traditional wife who it's this big trend right now with women basically cooking and cleaning and taking care of the kids and making sure everything's perfect for the man. And they're very traditional and they call themselves trad wives.
Well, maybe that's why we've gone back in time with our government.
That's exactly why.
So why are we glorifying this?
No, because it's a trend on TikTok. I mean, I don't know the details, but I don't think it's like I want to be one. It's just that there are these women out there and they're young and they're influencers. So here's the thing with all you young people. Trad wives on Instagram and TikTok, they're all young and they're influencers.
I like that you just said that twice. Exactly the same.
Because I'm old and I need things repeated.
Yeah.
So as traditional as their values are, they've got their phone right in front of them with their ring light camera.
Right.
And they're like, but watch me make this bread from scratch. But I'm like, but if you're really back in the traditional days, you didn't have a ring light and an iPhone capturing these moments. So whatever.
And who knows what they're like when the phone turns off?
Well, they dress like traditionally.
What does traditional dress mean?
It's like old school.
Amish?
Sort of. Yeah. I like the idea of none of that because I am not traditional at all. Andrew makes the mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving.
And he should.
I watch from the couch.
As he should. As you should, watching the parade.
So in saying all that, I am not that at all, but I like the traditional Thanksgiving goes into Christmas and all that comes along with that.
Yeah. I'm gonna bypass all of that. I'm kind of upset right now. But real quick, Harley loves the parade.
My favorite day of the year.
I read that this year is the first year in history that Minnie Mouse will have a balloon.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. It's like a big deal. So check her out in a couple days.
One of my favorite things to do is wake up in Christmas pajamas, go downstairs, have 97 cups of coffee, and flip between the Philadelphia Thanksgiving Day Parade and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, seeing all the Broadway shows. I never, ever want to be there live in person, ever. I want to watch from the comfort of my warm house.
Sounds horrible.
With all my coffee, and it is my absolute favorite time.
That's nice because usually we're cooking and everybody's slaving over like ridiculous multiple dishes they have to bring. And Carly's like, what? Like it's hard?
That's why I am not a trad wife.
I would be in my condo. I would be, if you remember, it wasn't an open concept, like kitchen had a wall.
Right, right.
So you couldn't see my living room TV. And I'd be like making something and then I'd run out and try to look at the parade and then I'd be like, oh no, no, something's burning. And I'd go back and Carly's just sipping on hot chocolate with her children.
That's exactly right. However, we get up super early, go teach class, work out really hard at boot camp and then come back and watch the parade. So there's that.
Yeah, I do that too.
I know. I said we.
Yeah. And then I make a bunch of crap. Anyway, we digress. We said we weren't going to talk about a lot, but we are. So basically, when this comes out, it's Monday of Thanksgiving week. We're very excited about it. I just did all my Thanksgiving shopping today.
You did?
Yeah, for the things that I have to make. Andrew will go do that for you.
No, that's the thing. We're going to talk about it today, but I do all of that and I put it in the kitchen. Shopping. And I, yeah, the shopping, not the chopping. But I thought you said choppy. I was like, no, 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 no. I don't touch knives. I don't do math. I don't touch knives. I do all of the shopping and okay. I put it in the kitchen and I say, have at it. I'll be in watching the parade.
Yeah. That's nice.
Thanks.
I'm happy for you. Okay. I'm really delighted. So in the spirit of Thanksgiving, we are going to talk about Thanksgiving. In two different ways. We're going to start about if you are hosting Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving, because that's also a big feat.
I want to talk about that later too, but go ahead.
She's bitter. She doesn't have any friends.
That's exactly what I want to talk about.
Is it really?
Sort of.
Amazing. So Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving, or basically, you know, you could kind of put this into any holiday or big meal gathering
event. Gatherings, yeah. You can do it for Christmas.
Thanksgiving
too.
Is here. So that's how we're going to map it out. And the step-by-step and week-by-week organizational plan to make it less stressful and smooth, which I think is fascinating. And then also, we're going to list off some things that you should just like avoid talking about at Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Do not talk to people about these things or you will ruin your holiday.
No. Do not talk to people. Or you will ruin your holiday.
I would love to it's not four Christmases.
Oh, yeah. Four Christmases.
Yeah, but that's a really stressful time. It's when they were going to go away.
Yes.
And then their plane got canceled. I would like to do the go away part for one holiday.
That would be fine because we'd all come with you.
No, that's the point is that I'm going by myself.
You can go the day after Christmas. That's fine.
No, okay. I don't live by your rules. Last week you told me I was allowed to move. Let's get into it. I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly.
And if anybody wants to come save me from this cage that I'm in.
You didn't give me a breath to laugh.
Sure didn't. Nobody has time for that.
Okay.
It's Thanksgiving. I just picture mom stressing out the day of.
100%.
In the kitchen. Everything gets done, but it's like high stress, high energy. Hurry up, make the table clean. You're on this chore. You're on that, which I think is always going to happen, especially when you have kids. Like they have to do their stuff and you have to delegate. But I can picture mom. Like this, the cartoon of like saucepans boiling and bubbling over and the stove might be smoking.
Oh my God. Yes. How many times has she burnt the sausage and meatballs? Yes. We have that on Thanksgiving too. So many times. Oh, I forgot to turn the stove off.
Or if she forgot she'll cut the bread so early in the day to make sure that God's not on the list. She'll put it in the refrigerator, the cut like French baguette and then forget to put it on the table. Or the black olives at Christmas. Like, we like to put scallions and black olives in their own dishes so you can just pick on them, basically. Well,
Billy would pick on them before everybody would come over and they'd be gone.
I would join in on that, so I can't make fun of him for that. But if she would forget them, remember the year she threw olives at us?
Yes.
We sat at the table and she was like, I forgot the olives. So instead of just putting them on the table when dessert was being served, she just threw them at all of us.
Well, I think she had had a cup or two of Sambuca before she did that, her drink of choice. And what you shouldn't do, we're getting ahead of ourselves, is not eat all day, go crazy with no sleep all week, and then drink Sambuca.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Or do that if you want to have some fun.
Quote the word fun. All right. So 1 month before Thanksgiving, so you're already late, If you're like, cool, this is going to help me, I'm going to start now. You're a little late, but you can still catch up. Okay. So it says 1 month, finalize your guest list. Make sure you know who's coming to Thanksgiving so you can make the right amount of food and set the right amount of plates and do all the things.
Here's my thing. I've never made the right amount of food ever in my life.
Well, you're not making it, we hear.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's so you can plan your menu. And the way that we do it is we ask other people to bring stuff. Like everybody brings a dish.
You have to.
You have to. When the parties are that big, when you have a lot of people at your table, I think we have upwards of 40.
We have 57 this Thanksgiving. 57.
All the reason I should go away. You don't need two more people. I could go on a tropical weekend vacation.
No, we'd have nobody to make fun of at dinner.
Oh, please. I am the least of the worries. So, month before, finalize your guest list, plan the menu, right? The way we do it, delegate who's going to bring what. We have a lovely spreadsheet.
I was going to say, spreadsheets are your friend.
Unless anybody else is technologically declined and can't get into the Google.
Shut up. Are you talking about me?
No.
Oh.
90% of us was like, someone add me because I can't get in. I did it too. I was like, I can't figure it out.
Yeah. I texted Julie, our cousin, was like, can you add mashed potatoes for me?
Yeah. And then I said, no, you took mashed potatoes and an appetizer and a dessert. And I said, Joel, can you take Carly off of the dessert? Add me as the dessert. Add me to an appetizer. Anyway. Then when you hit your three week mark.
Say it again.
Can't. 3 week mark before Thanksgiving, take inventory of your kitchen and what you need, what you already have.
Yeah.
That's like in the pantry and all the things.
Andrew's, one of his biggest pet peeves with me is when I go out for the mashed potatoes and I buy a ton of garlic and he's like, we have a ton of garlic and you just bought more garlic. Like, I don't do that before, so I need to do that. Save some money.
Oh, my God. Take inventory. Yes. Especially since even spices are like $2 a spice, right?
More than that.
It's insane. Yeah. So you have to take inventory of what you already have because you don't need to buy more. You're making one dish.
Yeah.
Let's pretend everyone's doing it the way that we do and you bring one or two dishes to the event. You don't need like four extra garlic powders, right? I know.
Or like you need a teaspoon of salt, but then you go out and buy a whole thing of salt, but you have salt at home.
You have like four.
But in your mind, you're like, oh, but I need salt
because you didn't do the thing. But that also goes into inventory of like your dishes. Make sure you have your casserole dish that you're going to bring your sweet potatoes in or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And if you're making the whole meal because you have a small dinner or you're like freaking amazing Martha Stewart and you're making dinner for 40 people, make sure you have all your dishware. Like something might have broken last year. You don't remember. So do the inventory.
Yeah. Mom used to put out all her china a week ahead of time.
Yes.
And her tables, like the, what are they called? Folding tables. Because we always had to add folding tables and chairs. And she would put that out a week ahead of time with the tablecloths and lined up her china serving dishes.
Which is awesome because we had to like shimmy by as three children running around. We were like, run, 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 run. Hold on. In the kitchen. Run, 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 run. Okay. So once you've made your inventory of your pantry and your refrigerator and all of your dishware, order your turkey. This is the 3 week before. Order the turkey.
3 weeks? Really?
That's what it says.
Yeah.
You can buy or whatever, redeem your turkey at the grocery store if you do the points at like Giant.
Yeah, they keep asking me if I want my free turkey.
But that started 3 weeks ago. Like you could have done that 2 weeks ago, excuse me. They start that process.
But I use mom's number and dad's number when I put in like my Giant bonus card points. So technically it's their free turkeys.
You know, mom just gave it to Vicky because Vicky makes a turkey. So it helped. You helped.
Okay, good.
And then when it comes to the turkey, if you are in charge of making the turkey, you have to. I think this is brilliant.
The pro tip.
I've never made it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Measure your stove or your oven.
Yeah.
Because what if it's too big?
Yeah.
That's what happened on New Girl. Then they put it in the laundry.
Oh my God, yes.
They put it in the dryer because they were trying to defrost it and they couldn't fit it in the oven. So you have to measure your oven for the amount of turkey that you need because they are huge.
I just decided I'm creating a tradition and I'm going to create a trad. And
no.
Okay. A tradition.
No.
I think everybody, because that episode just made me laugh out loud because I remembered how funny it was.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to find all of their favorite shows and watch the Thanksgiving episode, like binge watch in a row.
Oh, that's a really like, good, real extra tip you didn't wait for.
Sorry.
Wait, no, that was good.
I was
wait,
so excited.
Cue for the music. Cool. Real extra tip.
Like Friends, New Girl, Modern Family, just like back-to-back Thanksgiving Day episodes. How fun would that be?
That actually, because they're all funny.
They're hysterical.
Friends, he has the turkey on his head, or Monica has the turkey on her head and gets stuck.
Or like the football game that they play.
Yes.
Yes. You guys, we're doing it. We're going to start a tradition.
I bet you somebody already did that.
What?
On YouTube. Like somebody's already acquired all this, the best
I just
scenes.
Thought of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So 1 to 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. So it's kind of like, you know, we're there. Decide how you want to set your table up and the house, which this one seems like hit or miss because like Carly, you could already be ready for Christmas mm-hmm. or you're not a decorator or whatever. But like how you want to set your table, that's important when you're having a bunch of people sit down at a sit-down dinner.
It's super important.
Yeah.
Your friend, Victoria's friend Jeremy came over. What's up, Jeremy? He lives in France. And he came over for Thanksgiving 1 year. Well, he took one look at my China sets, which were like half China, half Walmart, half whatever. I just got married like 2 years before. Yeah. He came, he's like, oh, so this is an unmatched Thanksgiving. We're going to make this not match. And he went and he made it as nice as he possibly could with my unmatched dishware.
You had all the dishes like, see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. Oh, I ran out. All right.
Yeah.
At a new set that mom brought over. 11, 12, 13, blah, 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 and he just mixed and matched them. So it was like retro vintage, not cliche.
No, but like chic. Yeah. Oh, he went through my dishware and he was like, oh, no. We're going to fix this.
He also organized mom's spice cabinet because he was like, oh, no. No. Find yourself a Jeremy, everybody.
Yeah, that's not on the list, but that's another pro tip.
But it makes it so much better because the table looks so pretty. There is something about the table looking nice before everybody sits down and you're like, oh, wow. Like, I actually enjoy that.
Yeah.
Clean your refrigerator and your freezer out. So the old food that's in the back of Carly's refrigerator that has mold, like the fruit, we talk about it a lot because she still hasn't done it. Get rid of that because you're about to have dishes that you're going to make and then wait to put on the table and you have to put them somewhere. You're about to have leftovers.
And guess what? Those frozen bananas that are in the freezer that you've been saving to make banana bread, you're never making the banana bread.
And they go bad. They
throw
don't just
out.
Like thrive in there. They get frostbitten.
Yeah, throw those bananas out, Melody.
God. Buy your wine and liquor and do it the way Carly does it.
Yeah. Oh, you go to Delaware. Here it's tax-free. Are you allowed to say that? Am I allowed to say that?
And I don't think it's secret.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think everyone knows.
That Delaware's tax-free?
Yeah.
So what we used to do, which was like a really fun tradition.
I'm going
to
hurt you.
I know. I just can't not say it now. Is we'd go to Total Wine in Delaware. We would stock up for the holiday season, Thanksgiving and Christmas. I mean, one-stop shop there. You get all your alcohol. And then you'd go to the Christmas tree shop, which is no longer.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. So now we just go to the liquor store and that's our tradition. But it's half the price as if you last minute shop at the liquor store here.
Yeah.
Sorry if anybody owns a liquor store in Delco, but it is half the price.
Yeah.
So if you're buying in bulk, make the trip to Delaware. It's totally worth it.
I miss Christmas tree shops so much.
I know.
All of my nutcrackers are holding seashells. Because I got them in July.
Because you got them in July. But there's a new store. It's not new. We're just new to it. It's called At Home.
I haven't been there yet.
It's at the Granite Run Mall, for those of you in the area. And it is bomb.
Oh, God. There's so many. There's so many behaviors that I just can't stand.
I texted Victoria after I left the store the other day. This is how cool I am. And I said, Victoria, I just went ham at that store.
I ignored that. I don't know if you noticed that. Okay. So now we're at the weekend before Thanksgiving. And this is when you want to start cleaning the house. Like the weekend before. So Thanksgiving's on Thursday. Start Saturday, Sunday. So that your Wednesday is not a cluster.
Like we used to grow up in is like, you need to dust. You need to vacuum. Here's your list.
Yeah.
And then we just turn on Michael Jackson and ignore mom.
Basically. Yeah. So clean the house, do the laundry for the linens and like the table that you have forgotten because you only use them once a year, whatever it is, you know, do all of that stuff. And then when you're done the cleaning, so let's say you're perfect at this and you got it done Saturday, Sunday, and you've made it to Monday and there's some little things left, but like the cleaning part is over, then make your list for the day of. Like organize, I'm getting up at this time and I'm going to start on this dish, or I have to start the oven to put the turkey in. I know, or whatever it is.
It's a process.
You could also do what our Aunt Vicky does, and our turkey arrives in 4 different crock pots.
Yes.
Like it's already cut. She has crock pot cooked it, and it's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
I don't need turkey anymore, but it's very like juicy because it's a crock pot.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now we're at the Monday before, just like we said. Now you've made your list and whatever. But defrost the turkey.
Oh my God. It's happened to us before.
Defrost it. Start that process, because if you got it 3 weeks before, you ordered it 3 weeks before, you got it 2 weeks after that, you better have kept it frozen or else gross. So you have to start the defrost process. This we're reading from a list of somebody who's already curated this checklist. And this one says print your menus.
Aww.
This is a fancy Thanksgiving. We don't print menus. That's you like, get what you get, and you don't get upset. But label your dishes on this Monday before, and label maybe where you want people to sit if it's a sit down.
Right. With our 57 people, I guarantee you, we don't do a sit down. We do a buffet style. But the labeling can also be used for the food. Like,
yeah. Label your dishes.
I thought you meant like nameplates, like where
who's this anywhere. Is a plate. This is a fork.
But also, if there's people like Victoria who are dairy free, who don't eat meat, always label your dishes, because we do have family, not in our immediate family, that are vegan. So they need to know what's in it. You don't want them to be like, is this, what's in here? Just label it.
But also, if you're dairy free or vegan, like, know your shit. Just know you can't eat turkey, okay? No. And like mac and cheese is probably a no.
You know what I mean. But if you're gluten-free, if you have celiacs, like label your stuff. It just benefits everybody, and then you don't have to like walk around asking people like, hey, what's in this? Can I eat this?
I would never do that. I wasn't a big turkey eater anyway. I never filled my plate with that. I went for the hard stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Turkey was not my go-to.
I like the...
Even when I ate it.
I like the turk.
Okay. The Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So we're hit Monday. We're now at Tuesday. Now is when you start shopping. Shop for the perishable stuff. The chicken stocks. What else is perishable? The crackers.
Yeah.
For appetizers. The whatever. Yeah. Whatever you're buying that is not fresh that can keep. I would probably buy my fresh stuff on Tuesday as well. But, you know, whatever. If you are a floral decorator, this is when you should buy. What?
I'm just kidding. I'm not a flowers person.
You're annoying. This is when you should buy your flowers. They will keep by Thursday. They will still look fresh. And then you don't have to do that trip like the day before Thanksgiving.
Fresh to death.
All right. We've made it to Wednesday. We've made it to the day before.
Yes.
Start your prepping. Do your chopping. Do your organization. Carly is tuning out because
you said do stuff. So
yeah. Oh my God. Start your chopping, okay? Set the table. Do all that.
I like that.
Because
like,
we've cleaned already.
Yeah.
So we're ready to set the table. Here's the important. This is what Carly would do. Refrigerate wine or champagne.
I just put it outside in buckets at this point.
Carly's like, oh, the refrigerator is Mother Earth.
Oh, my bar is outside. So that's where everything goes.
All right. And now we're at Thursday. Start your engines. Do the cooking.
And if you are anything like our mom or me, or you are a mom, you've seen those reels that are like, nobody gets SHIT done better or faster than a mom who's about to have people over for dinner.
That's true. That's so true. I also just realized that I said perishable items and then started listing non-perishable items.
I wasn't going to...
Why? What a horrible person you are. How Carly is like, you have stuff in your teeth, but I'm not going to tell you about it.
No, you said perishable.
Oh my God.
And then you said crackers. And then in my mind, I was thinking, oh, crackers are perishable? And then I was thinking cheese. But then I was like, we bypassed that. So then
the fact that anyone's listening to us is beyond me. I just had like a 5 minute delay. So buy all your items on that day. Anyway, you've made it to Thanksgiving. You just have to do the cooking. You're prepared. Your stress is definitely less. You might still have it because you have to do the cooking, but it's not as bad as if you waited until like the day or the day before Wednesday to get ready for Thursday, right? So there is a checklist. If you are like what we've talked about, you started a month ago. So good for you. If not, there's still time.
There is
still time.
You're not a hopeless cause yet.
We are.
We are, but you are not.
Yeah.
So even if you just start preparing today, you'll be okay, or you'll be better than you were if you started Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Now for the fun stuff, right? We got the checklist off. But now the things you're not supposed to talk about or should just avoid at all costs with your family, extended family, immediate family, friends, whoever is invited to your holiday meal.
I love when people are invited to our holiday meal.
I get, well, All right. So if you know, gossip, basically. There's family gossip, if someone had a fight, if something has come out that everybody has low-key found out about, or maybe you're the only one that found out about it and you want to talk about it, don't.
Don't.
Just don't.
Don't.
It's not worth it.
Ooh. What you think of the current president. Keep politics out of Thanksgiving, especially this year. If you've never done it before and your family's been okay with talking politics, just avoid it this year. Just don't do it. Yeah. There's nothing else to be said about it.
Ooh. Same goes for religion. Yeah. If you're starting something new, if you think someone else is starting a new religion or an atheist or whatever, yeah. I just think it's not the time, right? Because what comes from that is like debating and like someone wanting you to see their opinion or their belief. And then it's a debate on belief systems. Mm-hmm. But now you've turned this like nice meal of just catching up with people and watching football or watching the parade and talking about random fun things. Now it's become this like, I have to land on my stance and you need to hear me. And
right. I need to say my piece, which is goes along with the next one, which is like talking about politics and gun control and your thoughts on this. And what are your thoughts? While it's all nice in theory to get people's different opinions, it never ends well with alcohol, a full belly, and different opinions. Just stay away from it. And even if you're like, well, I think people should discuss stuff like gun control and different things like that, not the time.
It's, hey, if your family are like debaters and this is what you enjoy, we're not talking to you.
Yeah.
But if you know that there's a divide or could be some sort of difference in opinion and belief, which is completely allowed, why bring up the opportunity to not know how to agree to disagree?
Right. And I think on a lot of these things, it's very hard to agree to disagree. I think the other person just wants, like what you said, to get their opinion said and not really listen. I don't think Thanksgiving or Christmas is a time when people are listening. I think it's more of like,
stakes are high.
Yes, that's a better way to say it.
Ooh. This one's good. I'm glad it landed on me. Don't talk about all your children's amazing accomplishments how the year's been going and how great your freaking kids are. I'm kidding. I love all of you. I love all your children. I think they're fascinating. But I don't know.
Yeah. Look, I'm an advocate for that as well. I get it. And a lot of people's families, they don't see each other often. Ours does. So technically,
we have nothing to talk about.
We have nothing to talk about. Like, you saw my kid yesterday. They were amazing yesterday. They're just as amazing today. We don't need to talk about it.
Yeah. But they're, you know, it's, we talked about it once and someone came up to me, Maggie, what's up, Maggie? And she was like, Victoria, I will go out with you happily because you said you don't go out and you don't have anybody to go out with. So I will go out with you. Also, I won't talk about my kids. And I was like, Maggie, you listen. You're amazing.
I don't. I go out with Victoria and I'm like, oh my God, guess what Dean said today?
Yeah, but it's so funny.
Oh, ooh. I am a big advocate for this one. Don't talk about weight. Don't talk about weight. We specifically don't like it because it reminds us of work. We don't like to talk about work. Just like at parties when people come up and they're like, what's on your plate? What are you eating? It's like one of the biggest things you don't want to say just because we're like, ah, we're eating today. Like we're eating like a normal person.
It's Thanksgiving. Like, get over yourself.
Just don't talk about weight. Like, oh, I ate so much. I'm going to pay for that tomorrow. No, just enjoy it. It's a holiday. Enjoy what you're eating. Don't talk about your weight, how much you want to lose, how much you've gained this year. It avoided at all costs.
Yeah. Agreed.
Ooh.
And then personal things, which sounds really broad, and I'm going to attach two of them together. But like if you have a cousin or a sibling or an uncle that's not married or paired up or with in a relationship for any reason, you don't need to know, or maybe you do know, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it. And this is kind of for an older generation that's like, why aren't you married? The personal stuff with that is not the way to go. And that is attached to also if someone is childless.
Yes.
And there are many, many reasons why the accomplishments of your children do not match somebody else's story. So if there's a reason that this person doesn't have kids in their life and they want it, or maybe they don't, whatever, don't bring it up and ask the questions. Right. Like those deep personal questions is probably not the time and in between when you're like, hey, pass the sweet potatoes.
Right. And I think what might not be so personal to you could be very personal to somebody else, but you don't know that. So just don't go there.
Yeah.
So basically you can talk about the weather at Thanksgiving and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just talk about the weather.
Better be a nice day.
Or musicals, if you're in our family, because that's what we tend to do. What's the latest Broadway show you've seen?
Oh, we'll be all singing Wicked on Thanksgiving. It's pretty sure. Ooh. Parenting advice, because there's lots of kids running around at Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
So your family member might parent differently than you, or if you are one of those childless people and don't have kids, but you think somebody should be parenting a certain way because you wouldn't do it that way. Nobody is going to learn lessons about being a parent
on Thanksgiving
at a holiday event. Yeah. And if you're annoyed by a child's behavior or a parent's reaction to that, keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself.
What's that old school? It's from old school. Step off.
Nope.
School of Rock.
You don't know anything.
Which is really, I think, a Whitesnake song.
You're stupid. That's from Friends. Mom, that's from Friends.
Step off. Just step off.
And the last one, do not talk to the people next to you and or say out loud how much somebody else in your family is eating.
Ugh.
Like they're going for how many helpings of whatever. They're going for seconds. They're eating more of this dish than another dish. Like, even if you're noticing it, don't say it.
Yeah.
People, and I'm saying this one because it's happened and it happens.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And it's ridiculous.
Let people do them.
Let them.
It's Thanksgiving. It's Christmas.
Do them?
Yeah, I was thinking of let them, but I was thinking of saying it a different way. The Melly R way, like the Carly D way. I was thinking
let people do the things. This is a fork. That's the Carly D way. Even though Carly D wrote her name on something and she wrote Carly M.
Because technically I haven't changed my last name yet.
She forgot. Don't tell Andrew. I just thought you forgot.
No. Well, no, I did forget. I did.
That day you
right?
forgot.
I forgot my last name was Dykeman. But also it says Dykeman on my license, but not on my social security. Because I never sent that paperwork in. So I will do it. We're coming up on year 14 here. I will.
It's too late. They don't want it. They don't want your paperwork. They are behind in paperwork. So you were just gonna add to the mix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I forgot.
That's hilarious.
Or I didn't send in my official birth certificate. I sent in a copy because I was like, I'm not sending my real birth certificate in. And so they sent it back and was like, this is not authorized birth certificate. And I never sent it back.
Yeah, because anyone can send in a copy.
Yeah, I did. So I didn't change my name.
Like a hacker could send in and be like, I'm going to steal this identity.
Okay, well, I didn't send in it. So I'm still technically a Mayo unless you pull me over. And then I'm a Dykeman on my license, but not in my social security.
My head is reeling. I have so many thoughts I want to say.
But my face is flushing. What is this feeling? Fervent as a flame. Does it have a name? Yeah. Wait. Somebody do the yes again. Ready? Go. Yeah.
What?
I was trying to do harmony, but I sort of went up with you and I was trying to stay low. I'm used to doing the top part.
Yeah, why didn't you do the top part?
Because you went up.
Because we both go up. You just go up higher.
Oh, okay. Let's do it again.
No. Okay. No.
Well, that is a little input to our Thanksgiving and how it's going to go.
Every Elphaba and Glinda that has ever played them are rolling around in their couches right now.
Yes, because they're all still alive.
Yeah, definitely. All right. In any case. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Enjoy the holiday if you're hosting. Enjoy if you're a guest and bringing some dishes. Just make it easy for yourself. Keep yourself organized. And then you'll be set. That's my real tip.
My real extra tip. I know it was like the friends and all the funny episodes for Thanksgiving. My real extra tip is called BYO. What does BYO mean? It means bring your own plastic Tupperware to bring stuff home for yourself.
Yeah.
So what has been happening in our family is we like to put turkey, cranberry sauce, and mashed potatoes all in one plastic bag and give it to the family.
Why not?
Like, yeah, but if you could separate that and bring your own Tupperware, you can bring your own food home.
I agree.
Separated in a plastic Tupperware. Victoria has taught me that I now provide that anytime people come over my house. I will provide with plastic Tupperware that you never have to give back to me.
Yeah, it's usually mine that you just won't give back when I bring over. I'm like, hey, Carly, do you have all my Pyrex? She's like, yeah, they're my cabinet. Oh, okay.
A lot of the time I give them away to people. I'm like, oh, no, yeah, you're good. Keep it.
Because it's mine.
But bring your own Tupperware. It makes it so much easier at the end of the night. You can go through each of the trays, put as much as you want in your own Tupperware, take it home so you don't come home with a mushy plastic bag of food.
I'm happy either way. Okay. But I like it. I like it. So we hope you have a wonderful holiday. We hope it is joyful on that tropical beach by yourself and away from the stress and the conversations that you shouldn't be having at the table. And, you know, we hope that you remember you're always fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And don't let her fool you. She would die without me on a holiday. Die.
Of happiness. Happiness, happiness.
Die.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.